Let's bring in Billy Slater, the Queensland coach and Channel 9 commentator. Warriors Knights this afternoon that Ray will be calling. You'll see it, of course, live and free on 9 as well. Billy, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mark. Hey, boys.
Mate, you'd be loving it out here at the Sydney Royal Easter Show if you were here, mate. I'm sure you got along to the Ecker in your younger days as a kid with all the horses and everything else. But let's have a look at the footy, Warriors and Knights. How do you see this one panning out, the Savo, mate?
Yeah, I think it'll be a beauty. They've both won from three this year, and the Knights will be looking to consolidate that victory over the Melbourne Storm last week. I think the Warriors have been probably in better form. Only went down to the Melbourne Storm with that Xavier Coates try right at the death, and then they beat the Warriors last week. I just think the Warriors over in New Zealand, Tuivasa Sheck back playing fullback, I think he'll be heavily involved, and that presents us a mouthwatering clash with Kalen Ponga, the other fullback. So I think it's going to be a great game and really looking forward to it.
Hey, Billy, you mentioned Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Do you think, you know, if the Warriors are going to go far into this competition this year, that's his position? Or when Klukstar comes back, does he move again? What do you like?
Yeah, look, I think both of them in the team is certainly going to add value to the Warriors. And the way that Chance Nickel Cookster played last year, like if you can get Roger Tuivasa-Sheck playing well in the centres and you can feed him early ball and get him involved in the game, I think having them both in the team is probably the best option. But at the moment, I really like the fact that they're moving Roger back there. He was a Dally M winner only 5 years ago. He's a Golden Boot winner. He's been the best player in our game in the world. So he knows how to play that position. And I just think he'll be heavily involved. And I'm looking forward to seeing him go around the one jersey this afternoon.
Mate, Wade Egan back too. I think that's a massive plus for the Warriors. I think he's a really important part of their organisation. He does great work around the rucks. And I think he's going to be a real big plus for them.
Yeah, it takes a lot of pressure off Sean Johnson too, big mana. I agree. I think he's really creative out of dummy half, and you know, bringing the likes of Adam Fanua Blake and that onto the football, creating space. He's a really creative dummy half, and I think they'll be looking forward to playing alongside him again. Yeah, and like I said before, takes a lot of the pressure off the other key position players.
Hey, Billy, it's Neil Breen. To start the season, some of these teams have been up and down. Both of these teams go in 1 and 2. We've seen Manly play unbelievably, then play woefully. What do you make of the start of the season for them? Or is this just normal, that teams are just trying to find their groove?
I think it's a reflection of how tough our game is, Breeny. It's not an easy game to play consistently. And I think that's even more impressive with what we've seen from the Penrith Panthers, to be able to sustain this effort type game, the cycle of the football that they dominate in, it just makes it even more impressive. So you know, it's a tough game to play, and to get it right all the time is not easy, and that's a reflection of how inconsistent some teams are. It's also early in the season. You know, you talk about the Manly Seagulls. You know, those four teams that went over to Vegas, that takes a lot out of you. You know, you've got to get over the time zone to play over there in round one. Then you've got to come back and adjust to the time zones again. So there's a lot that goes into that travelling period, and we've seen those four teams go up and come down. And I think over the next month to 6 weeks, we'll start to get an idea of what teams are going to feature at the back end of the year, and things will start sorting itself out.
Billy, it's Ray Hadley. You wouldn't remember the days of the Broncos when they started 88 and Bennett sacked Darryl Broman from reserve grade coaching because he perceived him as being a threat, you know, to get him out of the joint.
That's true.
As Queensland coach, are you at all concerned that he has declared on air today that he's mentoring Rhys Walsh? Are you at all concerned that this bloke's got his hands on this kid?
Darryl Broman's mentoring Rhys Walsh.
Well, that's what he's claiming. He's got photos and selfies with him and said, the kid reached out to me.
Yeah, he did.
I've never seen the big man play fullback, but I would love to see that, actually. I'd be able to fly through there.
He'd cover a lot of territory.
Can't be that hard. I didn't see you play front row.
I'd say right.
You got you for a few more origins, but...
You win.
Now, listen, Billy.
I'm going to get something to eat. Goodbye.
Billy, one other thing. Given your background in horses, have you ever had any involvement in polo cross?
Ooh, never played polo cross. I've actually played a little bit of polo over the last probably 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, up at Magic Millions, you've been up there with old mate.
Never had a polo cross, no.
Yeah. You know, the bloke you play polo cross, this Brazilian superstar, what's his name again? You know the
Nacho Figueiras.
Yeah, Nacho, that's him. Yeah. Nacho, Alphabet. Nacho. I had a game of golf
Nacho.
With him.
Beautiful Nacho.
With Jerry. And I hope he's a really good polo player, because, geez, he's shocking at golf.
He's a great
But
man.
I tell you what. Just, yeah, go on. Every woman said, geez, he's a good sort.
Oh, yeah. So
what's his name?
Say that.
Nacho Alphabet.
Have you met his brother?
Why, yeah.
Taco Alphabet?
You're an imbecile. He's a good bloke, bud, for a world champion.
Nacho.
He's got a property next to James Packer. He's got this massive... I mean, he's in the serious department. I spent about 4.5 hours with him on a golf course riding in a cart with him. And I knew he was a really good polo player. But he gets paid by the sheikhs in the Middle East, gets paid by everyone to go and play and teach people. He's the highest ranked polo player in the world, I think so. Billy, is that right or not?
Well, he was a Ralph Lauren model for about 20 years. So I think Reece Walsh has actually just picked up a little sponsorship there as well. So you hang around.
I got Reece
under there.
Thanks, Daryl. You might be able to meet Nacho.
That's through Malo's connections.
Yeah, well, there's another connection here between Nacho, his brother Taco, you and me. We were, of course, male models for Lowe's for many years. Yeah, you still are. I got the pun.
Yeah. I don't think they pay as much as Ralph Lauren.
I'm not sure about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I tell you what, I bet Nacho doesn't have a Ralph Lauren card like I got a Lowe's card.
I was going to say, you don't have a property like his, but I think you do, Ray. Thank you, Billy. We'll let you see you on Channel 9 this afternoon. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Didn't get much footy in then, but we're good.
Okay, thanks, Billy.
Welcome to the continuous call team.
Been going on for about 32 years, Billy. I wouldn't be way too worried about it, except whether there's much football call.
How did you Tuesday?